Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah, here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. General at your service. At ease. There's Broadus, the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion. You got Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. Master Control here, 75 and fits you. Fix it to go five. Flawless. Chiefs here. Of course, you got your Wooly Bully all midday there with Hagee filling in for Majors, who has fallen ill. And Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us every day, 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. How you doing today, buddy?
You bet Chauncey Billups is having a bad day.
Yes, that does not sound good. And what an amazing story. I got all the details in here for you because I've been wondering throughout the day, like, what all happened.
I tried to say bet, you know, Chauncey Billups bet. I was trying to be funny right off the jump, and it really didn't work.
Yeah, it went right over my head. That's my bad.
I was trying.
No, yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, man. You're doing good joke work.
But you got the you got all the deets?
I do. And it is incredible. You know what, you know, the details of the part of it that Chauncey Billups is involved in. But it's also incredible that players are out here putting their careers on the line for $13,000.
Yeah.
You know, from the Terry Rozier perspective, and that story just keeps popping up right and left.
I've seen players in my lifetime do radio shows and stuff for a t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're not thinking about, like, there's things like, hey, would you come on? What do I get? Are you going to teach? Oh, yeah, hell, I'll come on. Or like, hey, we want to do a show with you. Man, you got $500? But man, you make hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just simple little margins of money in the big picture of what they do.
Yeah.
It is incredible. It really is.
I think there's something to it as well, like giving back to people, or, you know, people are asking you for money and saying, hey, how about instead of giving me money, you just make a few less shots tonight and I'll gamble on it. But what we're learning is that all the different sports wagering outlets and the different states and their gambling commissions are monitoring all of this stuff. So if you get $10,000 bet on an over under for a fringe style player, it's immediately red flagging this thing. They're using artificial intelligence to monitor everything, and it's like instant, like, boom, we got to look out for this. But reading into the details of this story, there is so much of it going on that the sports books are now starting to talk to the leagues about, hey, can you just not make over unders for all the fringe players? Can we just make this about the star players? Because there is a lot of this going on, and I don't know how deep this thing is going to go. But if I'd been involved in this as a player or coach or anything like that, today is a very nervous day. You can bet your ass on that, Brian. I'll shoot that joke back at you.
The FBI doesn't go after you unless they've got something, right?
Pretty much.
They do not just, oh, hey, we got some speculation here. They go after you when they have something.
Depends on who you ask.
And
there.
I wonder if this is Good point. I wonder if this is one of these things where you go after guys like this and then you're trying to get something bigger. Like the Rozier's and
La Cosa Nostra, right? Is mentioned in this.
Cosa Nostra's,
See, that's the interesting point that you make. Rozier was cleared by the NBA.
Right. Yeah.
So they're doing these half-ass investigations. They don't want
the truth.
They're trying to cover
yeah.
it up.
Yeah. Yeah, we're making money hand over fist off the league, but also off of gambling sponsorships.
Yeah,
so, yeah, we don't want a big scandal.
Yeah, we're
looked
investigating
into it.
This. He's fine. Yeah. He's fine. FBI's like, minute. No, he's not, bro. You're going to buy what the NBA's about to sell you on Kawhi Leonard? Yeah. Bull crap.
Oh, I like
or,
that.
Or that actually might even, you know, it might actually be bad for him because now they'll overcorrect and maybe lay the hammer down. I don't know. But it is interesting to see the NBA was like, nah, Terry Rozier's good. Yeah. FBI's like, yeah, we got a different
not
idea.
Not so much. Yeah, not so much.
So current head coach, at least for now, Chauncey Billups, we'll have to see to what extent that he was involved in this. You know, sometimes you're responsible for something technically illegal, but they really want to talk to you to see what other doors you can unlock for them.
That's the
in
thing.
This
yeah.
investigation. Yeah. I think that's why our last guy was cleared. Who was the last guy that was? Anyway, these things keep popping up. But this was an illegal gambling and sports rigging
operation. Goofy ass Gilbert Arenas.
Yes, Gilbert Arenas. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, very similar type of deal. And
there was
like
mob ties with that one. And he yeah. went live. It was like naming people and what they had on and the color of their shirts and everything. Like, whoa.
Man, I think I'd rather just do the time. Like, what am I in for here? Because I'm not going to start talking about organized crime.
That's, I don't know anything about organized crime.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
me. I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
Can't even spell my
I was playing cards.
That's right.
And drinking liquor.
Yep. Having a good time. I got invited to a game, you know, and they asked me if I wanted to bring some friends.
That's it, man.
But the poker game thing, from a poker player perspective, you know, I've been scammed playing online, so I'm not saying either has more integrity than the other. But I think when you're involved in a big game in person, you'd like to believe that there's nothing foul afoot, but it definitely was here. So let me just get it in from the top here. Billups, Rozier, and also Damon Jones was arrested, the former Cleveland Cavalier.
And that one has LeBron ties because he knew LeBron was going to be out for a game. And so he was telling everybody, like, okay, here we go. Go ahead and take the Bucks in this Lakers-Bucks matchup.
And this goes back some years. The case involves La Cosa Nostra, the Italian crime family. Charges include illegal gambling, wire fraud, and extortion. There are two separate indictments. The first involves six defendants accused of participating in a sports corruption scheme that exploited insider info involving players and teams. Defendants leverage their connections to place prop bets based on confidential insider information, yada, yada. And then the other one is the FBI says they used high-tech cheating technology to steal millions of dollars from victims in underground poker games that were secretly fixed. You know, underground poker games are the coolest. Everybody wants to go to a private underground poker game here. We don't have to go to Vegas. You know, maybe the house is taking less. It's more of a hangout vibe. The two cases are separate, but there are three overlapping defendants, including the former player and coach Damon Jones. FBI says Rozier told the defendants he was going to leave a game early, March 23rd, with an injury, and it happened. Yada, yada, yada. The rigged poker games, here's where the top interest for me is, occurred in the Hamptons, Miami, Las Vegas, and Manhattan. The poker scheme targeted victims who were lured to participate in the rigged games by the chance to play alongside former professional athletes. These athletes included Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones. So are you getting a cut? Sure. You know, you're the talent there. You're the draw.
But did they know it was rigged?
Right. Yeah. Did you know?
We have to. That's the thing they have to prove at that point, right?
Yeah. 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 Because it's an appearance fee at this point. And that's easy to understand. It's a high dollar poker game. Let's bring these guys in. And, you know, I guess if you're getting arrested, maybe they feel like they do have strong reason to believe it's possible. The FBI says the defendants utilized altered shuffling machines to read the cards in the deck and then relayed that info to an offsite operator. The offsite operator, known as the QB, then sent that info to somebody at the table. So you're getting a voice in your ear or maybe a text message saying the dude across you's got it. You might want to fold, or the dude across you is weak. Go ahead and re-raise and boom, he's going to fold. You just picked up a big pot. So it's, you know, easy to do with that level of information. But they also say other cheating technologies were involved. Poker chip trays that read cards through hidden cameras. Special contact lenses and glasses that could read marked cards. So you could draw on some sort of secret ink
like
on the back of the card.
James Bond kind of stuff.
Very Bondish.
Yeah.
And I wonder how easy that is to pull off.
Yeah.
X-ray poker tables that could read cards face down.
That's where I was like, what? This is so intricate, dude.
Yeah.
How does that even work?
I don't know.
X-ray
You're
tables?
About to find out.
Right? And how affordable is this technology?
Yeah.
You know, who else could be
they
doing
this? They
do have
those spy shops. I mean, you can just walk in and just buy stuff, man. There are spy shops around here.
Yeah, you know, and I guess I would figure
the cigar shop myself.
Shoot, I would figure, hey, we're all playing poker here, guys. Everybody's having fun and it's everybody's good luck. But there's a lot of money to be made at some point, and obviously criminals are going to criminal. Crime's going to happen. The FBI says the defendants robbed a victim at gunpoint to acquire a rigged shuffling machine. Okay, so at least that isn't that common. The sports gambling investigation is called Operation Nothing But Net.
Oh.
The poker investigation is called Operation Royal Flush. The FBI has been working on the investigation for 4 years, with victims losing at least $7 million.
Wow.
One victim individually lost $1.8 million. FBI reviewed thousands of hours of video evidence.
How'd you get around that loss, Dawson?
Right? Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm, you know.
In radio?
Yeah, working a job and doing two podcasts on the side, trying to play catch up. So, yes, I would imagine Chauncey Billups is done, much to the joy of Trailblazers fans. I think this is probably great news for them.
Trying to sell their team right now, too, aren't they? That they have the Carolina Hurricanes owner.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Mr. Plano. I think he's a local guy.
Yeah. Darden, something like that. I think
we've had him on the show. I should know his name.
Yeah, he owns the Carolina Hurricanes. And so he's they say this purchase he's going to have is going to take years to do. I guess that's from that family out there in Seattle, right? The
Paul Allen's wife,
the Vulcan Sports.
Yeah, Tom Dundon. I think that's the guy. He's a disruptor, and I guess he's really a hard driving son of a gun to work for.
Yeah,
but he's gotten results. Mavs opener was a story of a dud and a stud, and unfortunately, the Mavs were the dud overall. Taking Cooper Flagg into the second half to get his first bucket, had zero assists as the starting point guard. He was out of there 5 minutes in, so I don't think that experiment went terribly well. I mean, he's a skilled player, and you need five guys more than ever that can pass, dribble, and shoot, and I like that. And maybe he can grow into being a point guard, but I think that was a fail. But, man, Victor Wembanyama, I just hope this isn't the new normal for him, because that was terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, all the work that he's put in, hanging out with Olajuwon, doing the monk stuff, like he is now leveled up in a way that is totally scary. You're talking about MVP and Defensive Player of the Year all wrapped in one, a truly unstoppable force. It's not just like, hey, get it into him and let him dunk on everybody. This dude is making majestic, beautiful artistry type plays at that size.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, you know, he was on fire, obviously. The turnaround jumpers, the fadeaway jumpers in the post, off the dribble, the step back threes, like all of that was falling in a big way for him last night. The Spurs end up shooting 58% from the floor, and you're under 40. So in some ways, it's a make-or-miss league, but it's how he got those shots and your inability to slow them down that I think's got to be the biggest concern, just that you have horrible defense. You're going to play superstars. They're going to have great games, and you're going to lose. But how do you come out and lay that big of an egg defensively on opening night? And I'll say it again. I think this firmly puts the Nico era on maybe not life support, but it's putting on watch right now if this defensive trend continues with this squad they've drawn up. I don't know how Patrick Dumont could avoid recognizing that.
Yeah, I mean, he's got your bigs in foul trouble like immediately in the game, and your guys, I mean, you have Anthony Davis and Derek Lively that are just getting embarrassed out there by this dude. I just can't wait to see Wemby moving forward here, and like, is this about to become the new norm for him? Is this really who he is right now? Because what he did last night, there's not a player in the league who can go toe-to-toe with that.
No, but I think they could have done a much better job of bumping him off of his path and making him earn everything that he gets in the paint. And if he wants to continue to turn around jump shot on you, but he's not a blur. He's not incredibly strong. I think instead of being preoccupied with getting the ball or challenging the shot, just defend him with your hips and your body and your strength and your low center of gravity. and try to, you know, disrupt him and throw him off balance as much as possible. I just think they did a pee poor job all night long trying to stay in front of him.
Yeah, yeah, I guess that's a good point. Like, now everybody's going to be like, oh, no, I'm not trying to be embarrassed in that way. So I'll just, yeah. I'll foul you all game. We'll get super, super physical with you because, like you said, the strength factor is still not really there in his game. But I was completely floored watching him last night. That was unbelievable.
Historic. 40-15 and over 70% from the floor for the first time since 1977-78 season. I don't even know who that was. Was that Jabbar? It was Bill Walton, maybe? I mean, you had a number of big men back in the day that, you know, could put up that kind of a stat. But you hadn't seen it in 40 years, dang near 50 years. So congratulations to Victor Wembanyama. Now we brace and cringe and watch how this plays out over the next 20 games or so, and we'll, I guess, hope that was his best game of the year, because if he's going to do anything close to that on a regular basis, I mean, forget about the division, forget about the West for the next 15 years.
Bro, the efficiency that he's putting up these stats, he's shooting like a 77% true shooting percentage, and it's all in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when he does get close, he just reaches over and throws it down like it's nothing.
Nothing, so, dude.
Yeah, and I think the team around him is getting good. Like, they have a number of quality players now that exacerbate the issue.
Castle's no freaking joke. They didn't even have they didn't even have De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
So I don't think they didn't have the Sochan or whatever either, who's a hell of a defender.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, CA, I bumped into CA earlier, and he said, like, even in the pregame warmups, this dude Wemby was wowing you with the dunks between the legs and all this kind of stuff, just putting on a show. And then that carried into the game, and it was, I'll never forget watching that last night.
Yeah, no, there could have been a historic pivot point in the history of the league, really. We got a top 10 at 220 coming up. We got the G-Bag of the Day champion. It's a Jake Ferguson Thursday here in the nation. What's the subject matter for Wooly Bully's top 10, Chief?
National Horror Movie Day, featuring the top 10 scariest horror movies of all time, according to America, next year in the nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on The Fan. 469 says, Wimby's too big to sustain that playing style. 7'6". He says, I trust he will not be healthy throughout his career. And he wouldn't be the first big man to suffer that fate. But yeah, just I think shock for on both sides, right? The Spurs, how good they were and how rough the Mavs were. We'll continue to talk about that and look at the Cowboys stories of the day as they're in practice and starting to get healthy. Okay, segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Brian, we're going to get to the champ here, but it sounds like you're wanting to say something.
No, I was just sitting there thinking how, you know, and I'm from the era of Jabbar. The era of Jabbar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he played probably in a more physical era of
that
style, and he made it through. I mean, is there people that just they absolutely don't think he can this guy can last, or is it just the up and down the court? I mean, Jabbar did the same damn thing being that big, right?
He did. I think he's the outlier. Russell, Jabbar, you know, I just
remember like growing up as a kid watching him play.
Yeah.
And it seemed like to me that him and Kent Benson, those guys are always banging on him, knocking him around, you know, physical style.
Yep.
And it seemed like, but he was fine. Is this guy potentially not that type of player? Like a generational player?
He could be
tall and play?
For sure.
The thing that slowed him down last year were the blood clots,
The
right?
blood clots, yes.
Right?
His rookie season, though, he was dealing with some injuries. And, I mean, you're talking about like a 3 or 4 inch difference between Wemby and Jabbar. And I do think, like, just looking at some photos of Kareem, he was just a little bit stockier. He had more muscle. And we'll see if Wemby can maybe develop some of that.
Our guy's not that old, right? And our guy, how old is our...
Yeah, super young, absolutely. Yeah. So it's...
I'm just curious that people have already kind of said, oh, he won't last, he won't...
Yeah, you can't just write him off. I think
I wouldn't.
When you talk about him, that's really, it seems like, especially after watching him last night, it's like the only thing that can keep him from being
like
the most unbelievable thing we've ever seen is the injuries.
They did this whole thing about him training.
Yeah, he's dedicated.
And working and trying to stretch. All the things that Dawson asked, like, I wish my athletes would do this. I wish they would
work
into stretching.
Core
and
strength,
and
flexibility.
All that. Yeah.
You know, just a quick look up. Google AI says there's about an 80% higher chance you'll miss any one game. Like if you're 7 foot and above, the chances of you missing a game are about 24% and under is about 13%. So I just think it's a numbers game and it increases the chances of injury. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has our champ.
Anyway, man, I have created players on NBA Live that look just like how dude was playing last night. Seriously.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's really creepy to see sometimes, bro.
You're GM.
Yo, and he's like shaking and begging. Yeah, I'm out here creating on that game. Okay. G, back in the day, we do it every weekday on The Fan, 5:30. We play the champ right about here. This would be Mrs. Carmen Gonzalez, the longtime Cowboys fan, Carmen Gonzalez, which has now turned her Instagram to private. Y'all was bugging Miss Carmen a little too much, I guess.
Everybody wanted a piece of her time.
Everybody wanted a piece of her time. Get him out of here! So she turned
him back on. I think she could charge Miss Gonzalez.
Yes. Yeah, you're pretty... Okay, I don't know what... Anyway, man.
for watch parties.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen the
you
lady.
You gotta clarify.
Yeah.
Our champion right here is a Jets fan. He's a new Jets fan. It's a family tradition to be a Jets fan.
Y'all see if I can get your thoughts on the game.
I hate this team. I was born into this, and I'm not gonna ever... I'm always a Jets fan, but like... I hate this team.
I'm not going to ever. I wanted him to finish that sentence. I'm not going to ever tell my kids to be a Jet fan.
The biggest surprise is that he wasn't just on like some crazy cussing rant. Like, you know, those child Jets fans, just like the child Eagles fans, like they can be foul.
I mean, they've been dropping F-bombs and see you next Tuesday since preschool in that fan base.
Absolutely. So in class, you don't even get in trouble for it.
Yeah, I think if you grew up a Jets fan, you're hoping that it's all going to be worth it someday. But I think as long as the Johnson's family is owning that team, I would highly encourage my kids to maybe just be college fans, because you don't want to go Giants either. You know, can we go Bills? If you're in New York City, just make the roadie.
And even that is just inevitable letdown. Just
sure.
The ultimate teaser.
Boy, they got crushed so many times, bro.
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude.
Crushed. There's like no way this time.
Yeah. Mahomes, 13 seconds. AFC divisional round in Kansas City. Sorry, Josh Allen.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting study. Like, what's the worst trauma? The Bills fans over the last 30 years or the Jets fans for the last 45 years? At least the lows weren't quite as low for the Jets.
Yeah, I think the Bills fans, they had high expectations, and they always got tripped up right there at the finish line.
Four in
at
a row.
At least Jets never really had any expectations.
Yeah.
I guess your name shouldn't be a Jet because you're not flying high.
Imagine if the Rangers in 2011 just kept happening in two more times in heartbreaking fashion.
Oh,
well, they've had times, too, where they, as Jet fans, where they have a terrible season and get a high draft pick. And then they take someone like, you know, Kyle Brady, like a tight end, and then everybody's like, what are we doing? You know, and then you wait just to think that you have some hope, and then all of a sudden they take a back-to-back tight ends or something, and you're just like.
And then you're watching Sam Darnold light it up for the Seahawks.
Exactly.
Being an MVP fave. Yeah. That's tough. Let's get Wolchuk's top 10 at 220. In for Wolchuk. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. All right, 877-881-1053. Today is National Horror Movie Day. We inch closer and closer to Halloween. I have the top 10 scariest horror movies of all time, according to America. Around the room we go. Lucius, the scariest movie you have ever seen is what?
I would have to say, at the time I seen it, it hit. Candyman.
Oh, jeez.
That Candyman movie. It was on HBO all the time. And I was staying like summer with my cousins. Yeah. And then after the movie was over, we go outside like play hide and seek or something. Yeah. You always think Candyman got you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, Candyman! Oh!
Yes.
Yeah, I do think there is some element to this of like when you saw the movie.
Yeah, the shadows was a Candyman. Yes. You know what I mean? That hat in the corner. Oh, my God, is that Candyman's head?
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Now,
comes in at number 29, by the way.
I think it's on Netflix or Amazon right now. It was up on my screen last night when I hit the home button, and I was trying to talk Abby into watching it. She's about the right age for it, isn't it? 14? Is that good for Candyman?
Yeah, I was good. Yeah. I was definitely around that age, younger.
I think the scariest thing I ever watched as a kid was America's Most Wanted. Like that thing came on one time.
Oh my God.
And my parents had ran up to DQ with my brother and sister, and I'm home alone, terrified. I went to the kitchen and got a steak knife out. I was ready for battle because I don't know, just any sound in the house, I figured was that dude.
And it was the face, the compository sketch man.
Yes.
That face was so shadowy and scary.
Yep.
It had no eyes, the soulless eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this man?
Oh, God. I might. You know, I don't know.
Last seen in Fort Worth.
It did something to me viscerally that made me paranoid about my surroundings, unlike anything else that I'd ever seen. As far as the scariest, pure movie, I don't know. I think it was that Saw 1. The first Saw was so damn good.
It was awesome.
Yeah, they nailed it.
Really good movie.
The gore and the suspense.
Yes. And then they just leaned into the gore like the rest of the
time. It got horrible.
2, 3, 4.
I think I gave up by the time we got to 3. I was like, oh, this has gotten silly.
Yeah, I punted as well. But that
is
first
that the
one.
Human Centipede guys? Is that the same thing?
It's the creator?
Yes, Human Centipede and Saw, is that the same thing?
I think from a creator standpoint, I think you're right about that.
What a creep!
Yeah, total creep, dude. That Jigsaw was scary.
Yeah,
that mask and everything.
Do you want to play a game?
Do you want to play? Yeah, that'll stick with you. Brought us
the 1970s ruined me, and I vowed after like 1978 to never pay money to go see a horror movie again. It started with The Exorcist. When I saw
it
in 1970, probably about 1975 or so, it was out. I think it's 1973 is when it came out. But I saw it like a couple of years later, like Linda Blair, all that. And it was, it was scary, awful, bad. And then Halloween came out in 1978, and I saw that. And that's when I said, that's it. I'm never
done with these.
I'm done with it. Yeah. I'm never paying money again. the Friday the 13th, all those ones, never, ever. If you say we're going to see a horror movie or turn it on or watch it, I'm going to get up and leave. I just don't deal with it.
I'm totally with you, dude.
I just do not watch them at all.
And you know what kills me, especially this time of year, because you start to get them all coming out, like new releases or whatever, and it's like every commercial break while you're watching a sporting event. Last night was the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like horror movies, and they're all like these demonic, crazy. I'm like, I can't even watch these freaking commercials, dude. No. I am so anti-horror movie.
That Saw thing and all that, no.
The original Saw was a little different. It was definitely scary, but it was just like, it was such a genuinely good movie, but all these other like horror movies that come out, I am absolutely against 100%. I think the scariest one there's no question the scariest one I ever saw was The Conjuring. The Conjuring, I mean, it totally ruined me, and I wish I hadn't seen it, because for a while, I mean, it stuck with me, dude. I don't know how a movie can be scarier, but I haven't tested the waters since that happened, and that was probably like a movie like, I don't know, 7 years ago that I saw it.
12 years ago was The Conjuring. Yeah. Oh, when you saw it?
When I saw it, yeah. Oh.
That was the end of the line for you?
Yeah, and it is so freaking scary, I can't even begin to tell you.
Yeah.
Because you get the exorcism kind of stuff.
Here's another
intertwined
one
with it.
Here's another one I didn't see, but it was that same era, was that Texas Chainsaw Massacre thing, 1974. Like I'd seen the other ones, and I'm kind of I'm not watching this one. The 70s had these movies that would just play with your mind, like it was so realistic.
Because y'all had to push the boundaries, because y'all had serial killers just walking around outside in the 70s. Y'all was crazy as hell. It was scary to be around in the 70s at some point.
Really crazy. The news every night was somewhat bad. I mean, the news nowadays is bad a lot of times, but yeah, we had a lot of things going on.
I mean, the difference now is you have the internet at your fingertips, so you can debunk things. But when the Blair Witch Project came out, for a couple of weeks, people were talking about it like it was real.
That scared the hell out of me, too.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah, it was really, really scary. We hotboxed the car. So, paranoia was way, way up. We were scared walking back to the car after the movie. You know what I mean?
Low budget, fam.
Yeah. It got us.
It's brilliant.
Because it's jump scary. It's a jump scary movie.
I'll jump, dude. I will jump in those movies. I respect to the folks that can like just sit there and
Not even going there. Not even.
Okay, so.
How about The Shining? Anybody?
Yeah, The Shining.
Terrific.
That's a blind spot for me.
Yeah.
Should I watch that? Or does it cross the line of so scary that you
don't think you should? It kind of messes with
you. I know it's an
all-timer.
I never saw it.
Here I'm talking about, but that was 1980. I've seen more clips and stuff of The Shining than I have, like, sat down and watched it.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of know the premise of what's going on, but that'll mess with you a little bit.
Okay, so we have Outside Looking In, The Strangers, that's been texted in quite a bit, The Thing, Saw.
The Thing, that's a black and white movie, out of the water.
The Evil Dead.
Swamp Monster.
It.
The Thing, was that white thing that came out the water was grabbing people? Was that it? Or is that The Stuff? There was one called The Thing, and there was one called The Stuff.
The Thing, I think The Thing came out, I think The Thing was a... I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
It's a group of Antarctic researchers battles a shape-shifting alien organism with the ability to mimic their appearance.
Okay, this is a different movie than what I'm thinking. I'm sorry, Lucius. Yeah, that's me.
Sorry.
That's weed.
Poltergeist, Pet Cemetery, Halloween.
Pet Cemetery was scary.
Yeah,
Pet Cemetery was good.
It's a Stephen King.
Yeah.
Poltergeist definitely got me as a kid. It was one of those my parents let us watch because there was no nudity involved in it.
Yeah, yeah. I remember my mom teed that up for us when we were probably in middle school or high school, whatever. It got me for sure. Nightmare on Elm Street is the final Outside Looking In there.
Freddy Krueger,
man. Yeah.
Not really scary. It's more funny to me.
Is it?
Yeah, he has punchlines before he kills you.
That's true.
You know?
He was witty.
Yeah.
Number 10 is The Omen.
Oh. That was about the young boy. Yeah.
Diplomat who comes to realize his adopted son is the Antichrist.
Yeah.
My gosh. The Ring at 9. That one was scary because I was like probably middle school watching that. You get the 7 days thing. That girl's crawling out of the well. And just it's always the little girls, man. They're the freaking scariest things going. The hair covering her face. Silence of the Lambs at 8. That's another one of those that it's like genuinely a good movie.
Yeah, and that's what I need. I can't. I mean, the cheap scare tactics, the video tricks of suddenly something on screen or a terrifying face right when they have the music quiet. Like, I'll see right through that stuff and be like, I'm out. But if you can create real suspense,
right,
along with the horror, I'm totally in.
That's when the year Psycho came out.
Yeah, Psycho was, I believe, outside looking in as well.
Oh, was it outside looking in? I'm
yes.
sorry.
No, it's all good. I didn't mention it, but it was on there.
Okay.
Number 7, The Amityville Horror. Didn't see that one. The Shining is at 6,
okay,
by the way. Texas Chainsaw Massacre at 5.
1974, yeah.
I don't think I've seen that either. I think I saw a remake, but that's it.
It's wild, yeah.
Sinister at 4.
That was I've ever heard of that
that's
one.
That's a 2012-er. And Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke, there he is.
Yeah. That was pretty scary. That was pretty dang scary.
They get you with the music.
Oh, the music, man. Yeah. These are masters of the art of scary music.
That's like with Jaws, like the movie Jaws.
Jaws was actually number 30 on the list.
You never saw the shark until the very end. You never saw him because they couldn't get the damn thing to work during the movie.
Yeah.
But then they used the music and the angle of the look from the shark. And that just like it was devastating again.
It was disappointing. I think we went to LA one year. We were at like one of the theme parks where they had the Jaws that came out. You're on that little boat ride.
Yeah.
It was a little disappointing.
Shark's name was Bruce, the mechanic. They couldn't get the damn thing to work.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah.
Number 3, Insidious.
I don't know.
Never heard of that.
That was a 2011 banger. It was pretty dang scary.
Yeah.
The Conjuring is at number 2.
Yeah.
So for as bone chilling as it was for me, America does agree.
So it was. I read about this. It was a demon was chasing a family. Something going on there.
Yes. Yes. And I'll. Yeah. There's just
a lot going on.
There's a lot going on, and it was bad. But the all timer number 1, Brian Broaddus.
Yeah.
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist. Yeah. If you want to just go back and
when she's like backbending down the stairs.
It's crazy. Horror movie that was nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah.
But you never would have that. But yeah, if you want to just take a moment and watch something for a couple hours and just like, holy geez, I see what was going on here.
It's one of my favorite Halloween social media trends is the gymnast that can do that quite fast, you know, and they twitch a little bit and then they drop down like in a park on a trail or something, then fire off like that. And the people are freaking out
It's nuts, dude.
It is. And don't do that in Texas, by the way. Yeah. You might end up, getting an ambulance ride home. We got a college football darty coming up, Chief. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, we prep our bodies for the college football weekend. Might sneak in a little restroom revelations as well next year in the nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Time now for a college football Darty. Here's your captain of the Darty team, the Chief.
Yeah, let's check the pulse of one Brian Broaddus and the LSU Tigers. Is this a Waterloo game for their season? Right after this.
Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I don't want them never to say our name again!
Well, I don't get... They rain the head cold.
All right, it's a night game at LSU with the Aggies in town. Aggies favored by 2.5. This could be all she wrote for the season for LSU if they can't get it figured out. Now, thank God, the Aggies defense showed a little bit of slippage versus the Razorbacks. The LSU offense is pretty not that good. But could they find some creases? Brian Kelly, I believe he's 20-1 in night games at LSU.
This is true.
All right, but he's not great versus top 10 opponents. And of course, the Aggies are sitting pretty right now in the rankings.
They are.
This could be all she wrote here for the season. This is do or die.
Oh, there's no LSU.
This is everything.
No, LSU's got other games that they're going to lose likely. They got Alabama on the schedule still.
Yeah, you but know? You win this game all of a sudden now, don't you get the bye week and then you're into Alabama?
Yeah, but that's the problem is that and again, I was concerned about Pavia and what Vanderbilt was going to do last week. They did. They did a great job. Vanderbilt, quality team. You know, it's just give them credit. But this Marcel Reed, LSU knows about Marcel Reed because last year, this is where he made his debut. You know, he came in and saved the game for Texas A&M. Texas A&M was going to lose this football game against LSU on the road, at home. But then Marcel Reed came in, and he has been very, very, very just incredible the way he plays. And so this type of quarterback will give LSU problems. We'll see. Texas A&M, they've had times where they've gone to other venues and come up short when they've had really good teams. Now, I'd like to believe that LSU would give them a game this week, but I do worry about defensively. Vanderbilt did some things to you that probably Texas A&M is going to take advantage of running the football.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited about this one. The SEC's got a bunch of good games this weekend, and College Game Day will be in Vanderbilt, Vandy, and Mizzou. So that's big time. You have Ole Miss and OU. Back-to-back road games in the SEC there for Ole Miss. You go from Georgia to Oklahoma. We'll see if Mateer's thumb is feeling a little bit better. Could he be a better option on the ground like he was earlier in the season? But that's going to be a big-time game. There was an SEC ref, the guy that was...
Yeah, Williamson.
Yes, yeah, Ken Williamson.
Ken Williamson was, they would tell him, hey, take a seat.
Take a hike, Ken.
Well, he was the official during the Georgia-Auburn game, I believe.
Yes, when Kirby Smart was lying to the referees and there was a couple of weird... Yeah. I mean, that crew had a bad night.
They had a real bad night.
And now they're paying the price for it.
Yeah.
So the SEC's not screwing around with that. Okay, we will get into... a little bit more college football later, but I've stumbled upon a couple of things that are pertinent. Pertinent?
Pertinent.
It's an emergency. Restroom revelations emergency. Here we go.
Oh, let's do this.
We'll see if we're going to get through this. Choose your own destiny here. I have three bathroom headlines that are pretty extraordinary. The first of which reads, Kohler Toilets wants to put a camera in yours.
For what?
We also have headline reads, butt breathing might soon be a real medical treatment. And finally, Charmin is bringing back Forever Rolls with 1,700 sheets.
So there's a lot working.
Oh, I saw that at the store the other day.
You saw it? You saw a starter
massive
kit?
Roll. I was like, where would you even put that?
Yeah, I mean, this is, I guess they did this some years ago where they have like basically a month's worth of toilet paper in one roll. But they also now sell the starter kits. It's a 21-inch by 8-inch holder and two rolls that last you, like I said, a month each. These are like basically tires.
Yeah, like an ATV tire is what you're looking at.
Yeah, sitting right there by your toilet.
Industrial size.
It is. It is.
The industrial. Yeah, Jenna King or something like that would do a Jan Pack.
Yes. And so you need you need
I don't know, man.
You need a special holder for it. So you can buy the holder and the rolls for like $35.
Jenna King after this.
Not bad.
Not a bad deal.
How much again?
I was $35. $35.
Sorry.
You get a couple of rolls and you get the 21-inch by 8-inch holder. So
I think the biggest issue is bathroom space. You know, a lot of those are like little closets.
Right.
So I think that'd be the biggest challenge for this. But I like where they're going with it, you know?
It's like we buy so many things in bulk. Why not the toilet paper? One roll, ready to rock. You never have to sit down for a month. You don't have to worry about sitting down, handling business, and then looking over and being like, oh, crap, I don't have the toilet paper right here. You know it's there. There's a comfort level in that.
Yeah.
And you really can't put a price on it either.
Do your guys' families go through a lot of toilet paper?
Yeah. I got like 5 butts in my family.
I can't tell. Seems like I buy it about once a month. Spend $20 on it.
It racks up, man.
Do you just go to the store and grab it, or do you really look for the brand you want to look for?
My wife tells me what to get, and I do it.
I don't.
And oftentimes I screw that up, you know.
I don't think I buy the same thing twice. Back to back, I have no idea what I'm buying.
Toilet paper is a fair thing to be a bit picky on, right? Like you don't want this thing.
I definitely don't buy the cheap stuff.
Yeah, you'd never go cheap on that.
Okay, what are you more interested in? Kohler wants to put a camera in your toilet, or butt breathing might soon be a real medical treatment. I think I'm more interested by option B,
the butt breathing.
But the camera is fascinating. Are they looking out for disease?
Yeah, basically it's to monitor the health. Of your
who's monitoring?
Yeah, see, that's where it gets a little bit sketchy. I guess you're gonna have a team at Kohler
Corn
that
Hub.
Is going.
I don't need a whole team of fools in lab coats.
Let's see
looking
what
out
Lucius
my behind every morning.
What's going on?
Kidding me?
A lot of
sending me emails. Hey man, we're worried about something we've seen.
All of us in the office are a little bit concerned for you, Lucius.
Lay off the
give
soy
us a
sauce
call when you get a chance.
God, are you kidding me?
But the butt breathing, huh?
We said it's the. Didn't we do this? Talk about this earlier.
We have never talked about butt breathing on this program.
No, but the lips, the skin, didn't we do this
story
the other day?
Oh, we did have that story. Yes, we did. The skin on your lips is also made of the same tissue.
Yeah, you did that last Friday, so that's mouth breathing would make sense then, right?
It's your beehole. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. You can thank the 2024 Nobel Prize in Physiology.
Nobel. Somebody fights their whole life to get one of these Nobel Prize. By the way,
should be two L's.
We just gave away the Nobel Prize.
Bottom line is,
good for you.
They won the award for discovering that many mammals are capable of breathing through their. And so, what they did was, they've conducted a new study on the feasibility of adapting this method to treat people with blocked airways.
$500,000 worth of grants.
That's what I'm saying.
They figured out mammals can breathe through their butts.
Or clogged lungs.
Look at Flipper breathe through his ass.
What are you talking about, bro?
With promising results that bring rectal oxygen delivery one step closer to medical reality.
Yeah, they're going to make this happen for humans?
Yeah. Yeah. They've now done all the testing on the mice. They did it with pigs.
Poor mice.
Mice.
Yeah. They just have no care in the world.
Such a bad.
How did they talk them into trying this?
Yeah, that's a good question. They don't go on the details on how they suckered in 27 healthy adult men in Japan, each of whom received a dose of non-oxygenated something or other via the anus. They were asked to retain the liquid for a full hour as the dosage slowly increased from 25 to 1,500 milliliters. 20 of the men successfully completed the experiment. Not sure what happened to the other seven. apart from mild...
They came to their senses.
Mild temporary abdominal bloating and discomfort, which proved to be dosage dependent and resolved with no need for medical attention, they experienced no adverse effects. So this is the first human data. And the results are limited solely to demonstrating the safety of the procedure and not its effectiveness. But now that we have established tolerance, the next step will be to evaluate how effective the process is for delivering oxygen to the bloodstream via the beehole.
Doesn't sound like God's plan to me, Chief. It seems like he's got a perfectly good way for us to get our oxygen in our system. But so they're putting oxygenated liquid in your butt. And it's making it into your bloodstream.
That's right.
So you're not actually pulling it into your lungs through your butt. You're just getting the oxygen directly through that liquid.
Exactly.
And that's keeping you alert and alive in a non-aerated environment.
That's like dire straits, right? Dire straits is what we're doing this for, right?
Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Yeah, our lungs and our esophagus and that whole tract doesn't work anymore. So here's a way for you to live.
Right.
Wow.
Would you even want that? Would you rather just say, you know,
it's
what?
Worth a shot?
Lord, take me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm if that's my last resort, I at least want to know what that experience is like before I make an educated decision. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Six reasons Max Crosby to the Cowboys is not crazy.
Oh.
And did we just watch the MVP demolish the Mavs? Then some Cowboys Twitter. Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40. He's going to preview the Broncos defense for you. And we're back in the nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.